Blog Talk Radio.
This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries, and I hope you've been having a blessed day because I have. I'm just going to share with you on this evening a couple of things from what I was doing on Sunday. This whole month is about giving. That's the topic of the month. It is about giving. So I want to encourage you to just, as we start the new year, and I know you're going to get your income tax return and everything, just stretch out and give God, give to the Lord. Amen. Vision of Hope Ministries is located in Charlotte, North Carolina. And guess what? We have a brand new location. I'm so excited. We just had our first service at the new location this past Sunday, January 11th. And what a blessed service it was. God just truly came in, as he always does. He came in, and we just had a blessed service. Our new location is 5105 Reagan Drive in Charlotte, North Carolina, Suite 105. And so we really, he just came and just really blessed us. It was just the sweet spirit of the Lord. So I'm excited. I was in there tonight. I went in and had prayer all by myself, and that's some of the best times. I went in and just had prayer and just sang a couple of worship songs, and it's just every time I go in there, I just get so excited, like a newborn baby, like it's a newborn baby. So I just love the Lord, and we're going to go into the Word of God. Again, we're picking up from where we left off from Sunday. I just wanted to reiterate some things to you, and this is going to bless you if you let it. And it's two scriptures that I'm sure you're familiar with, Luke 6:38. And Luke 6:38 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure," that's number one, "pressed down," number two, "and shaken together," number three, "and running over," number four, "shall men give into your bosom." Now, that right there, if I don't say anything else tonight, that alone ought to bless you. Because for your giving, God has ordained four things to happen. And I'm going to say it again. Give, and it shall be given unto you. And how is it going to be given? Good measure. That means a good amount. He's going to give you a good amount. Pressed down. So it reminds me of like a cake, or sometimes when you have popcorn and you get the bubbles out, or when you're baking that cake, you get the bubbles out, you have to, you know, press some things down. If you have a down feather pillow, you press down, shake together, shake it up so you can get some more room in there, so you can press it down again, and that's what this word is saying. And you're going to keep shaking and pressing until it's running over, hallelujah. "Shall men give into your bosom." So God is going to cause men to give to you as you give. And I know the first thing people always say, well, you know, the church is asking for money. The church wants money. But what you need to recognize is it's not always giving of money. It's giving of time. You've heard me say it before, talent and treasure. Time, talent, and treasure. We're not going to say tithe, because tithe belongs to God. You can't give God what belongs to him. He said, "Bring all your tithes," and that's the second scripture. We're going to get to that. But tithes belong to God. But it's not what belongs to God that you're giving. You're giving your offering. So you're giving your time, your talent, and your treasure. And once you do that, then look how the windows of heaven are going to open. It says, men shall give into your bosom. The second part of that is, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. So with the same measure that you give, then that's what's going to be given back to you. One of the biggest things, like I talked about on Sunday, bless God, and I'm so excited. I can always tell when the Lord is really moving because I get excited and I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. But I'm so excited because the word of God is so true and it's so powerful. And when we were talking about this again on Sunday, you know, a lot of times in the church, people will give an offering and they'll just give an offering. That's what they'll do because the preacher asks for that offering. But I would just like to redefine that, because you're not giving an offering, but you're sowing a seed. And when you sow a seed, you have to identify what that seed is. You just can't go to the plant and nursery section of Home Depot or Lowe's and say, can I have a bag of seeds? They're going to ask you what kind. So you have to identify the seed when you sow it. So what I said to the church on Sunday is that from now on, when you give an offering or sow a seed, you need to write on the envelope, you need to let God know, you need to do something or say something to identify what kind of return that you want. I hope that sounds exciting to you. And it's so exciting because in the kingdom of God, when you give your offering, it's a supernatural thing that takes place. And I don't want to jump the gun. So let me back up and go to Malachi 3 and 10, because this is the basics right here. Malachi 3 and 10, that's elementary school. That's the basics. And some of us try to give an offering when we haven't given the basics. So Malachi 3 and 10 says, 3, 10, and 11, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me herewith, says the Lord of hosts. So he's saying bring all the tithes in and prove him. That means try him. Try him. I want you to recognize that paying your tithes is the beginning of you being able to tangibly trust God. We can talk trust, but when we have to give out of our pocket or give when it's uncomfortable, that is the beginning of our faith and our ability to trust God. Are you listening to me? So he says, prove me. Now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven, that's number one. Well, what happens when he opens up the windows of heaven? Let me say that. And pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. So that's number one. If you just pay your tithes, if you just give God 10 cents out of a dollar, then he shall open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. I mean, just think about that in comparison to Luke 6:38, because Luke is just saying give. But this is just the basics of giving, paying your tithes. And I'm convinced that some people, many Christians, don't believe that they're supposed to be blessed. But we're going to talk about that later. But if you just listen to what God is saying in Malachi 3 and 10, if I will not get, I'm sorry, I'm going to start again, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Okay, that's number one. That's enough right there. Because I've been paying tithes for a long time and God is constantly, constantly, constantly blessing me. But I still got some room. So I know there's more giving on his part, amen? And I'm not afraid to say that. So listen, pour you out a blessing that you have not enough room to receive. And, number two, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, okay? So he's going to rebuke that which tries to come and soak up your seed, soak up your money, soak up whatever the seed is that you have, the enemy is going to try to come and take it. But God says, if you pay your tithes, I'll rebuke the devourer. There's so many ways and so many avenues I could go, but I just can't, I don't, time is not going to permit me to touch that right now. But he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And, number three, he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. So the devourer is not going to be able to destroy the fruit of your ground. And I promise you, that is not just money. The fruit of your labor, when you pay your tithes, the enemy will not be able to destroy those seeds which you have planted. Number four, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. So you ever get those grapes that are just, they look so good, but they're not sweet? Are you listening to me? So those, they were cast, their fruit were cast before it's time. So we don't want that to happen. You know how you bite into that peach, it looks so good, but it's just as brittle and bitter. It's not the way that it's supposed to be. So this is what we don't want to happen. And so by paying our tithes, these are the things that God will do for us. Now, there's an eightfold blessing here, four in the book of Malachi 3 and 10, and four in the book of Luke. So eight is the number of new beginnings. I'm just giving it to you as the Holy Ghost gives it to me. Eight is the number of new beginnings. So if you will walk in this, from this point forward, I promise you, according to the word of God, that your life will be blessed and changed forever for the better. Hallelujah. I hope somebody is catching it. So listen, I'm going to get back to Luke 6 and 38, and then I'm going to be done. So we've got four blessings in Malachi 3:10, and we've got four in Luke 6, 38. When we sow in the natural, saints of God, we sow apples and we reap apples. You cannot sow apples and get oranges. I don't care what you do. The seed that you sow is the seed that you're going to reap. And that also happens in the supernatural, in the spiritual realm. You can sow and reap. If you give, it's going to be given back to you. The scripture said by the same measure that you give, then that's the measure that you're going to receive. But there's something else, Holy Ghost, that takes place when you sow in the spiritual and sow in the supernatural. Hallelujah. I need you to recognize that you can sow in the spiritual and you can get a manifestation that is different from what you sow. All right, I wish you would have been in church Sunday. You would definitely have a clear understanding of this. So if you're anywhere in the neighborhood in Charlotte, come visit us on Sundays at 930 5105 Reagan Drive. But listen, if you sow money and you believe God to give you a house, so you've identified the type of harvest that you want a harvest of a house and you sow money, then you will get the manifestation of the house even though you sold money. God does not necessarily have to be limited to give you the money to buy the house, but he will give you provision so that you can get the house. He will open up the door so that you can get it. He'll speak to the loan officer before you walk into their office. He'll make all kinds of provisions for you to be able to get what you've sown for. Are you listening to me? As I gave the testimony of a young lady that was here, she came visiting and we went house hunting, and she ended up talking to a woman that has a program. She knows of a woman that has a program here in Charlotte. It's called the Prosperity Program, where they'll give you up to $17,000 to purchase a house, a brand new home. And the lady said to us, she said, look, this is somebody that I know. This is a program, and she's trying to find people to give the money to because it was a grant that was given to her to run this program. So that was a door open for her. Is anybody listening to me? So we don't always have to get exactly back what we're looking for. Listen again. If you're sowing in fasting and you're sowing in prayer, then you can reap a harvest of healing. You can reap a harvest of deliverance. Are you listening to me? The scripture says that if we sow in tears, we can reap in joy. Hallelujah. So there are things in the supernatural or in the spiritual realm that we can sow, and we get a manifestation of what we sow. We don't get exactly the same thing back, but we get a manifestation. Are you with me? In other words, what are you saying, Pastor Kim? I'm saying take the limits off of God. Take the limits off. When he begins to bless you, don't always try to tell him or have it in your mind of how you want to get this blessing. Take the limits off of God and be open to how he blesses you. Is anybody with me? I'm so excited about this word. I'm so excited about Luke 6:38 because I'm a giver. I don't know about you, but I'm a giver. You know, I can give my time, give my talent, give my money. You know, it's like they say in the world, go hard or go home. I'm just going to go hard because I love the Lord, and I love to see his people blessed, and I love to see the manifestation of God's blessings. And that's why when we talk about favor, well, favor can very well be attached to your giving, what you do. Some of you have sown seeds, hallelujah, years ago. And the crazy thing about it was you weren't even thinking about the seeds you sowed. You probably even had no idea you were sowing seeds. You was just doing something to the glory of God. But the manifestation of those seeds are coming into fruition. You wondering why God is blessing and how God is blessing, and you thanking him for the blessings, but the manifestation of some seeds that you've sown a long time ago, even maybe as far back as your childhood, are coming into fruition. So we thank God for that. I want you to continue to give. I don't ever want you to hesitate. There was a time I was born and raised in the church, thanks to God, and it was a time that I did not pay my tithe. Being born and raised in the church, I just felt like they didn't need it. You know, they were doing everything. They were selling candy, baking cakes, fried chicken. They didn't need the money. So my pockets were empty, and the Lord had to speak to me, and I had to learn, after being born and raised in church, how to pay tithes. I had to learn how not to give God the last, but give him the first. I had to learn how not to say, well, once I got all my bills paid, if I have anything left, then I'll pay my tithe. I had to learn how not to do that. I mean, it's either, again, trust God or forget about it. I had to learn how to do that. So it may not be an easy walk for somebody. Then I had to learn how to be a giver. I had to learn because, you know, it's people in the kingdom of God that pay their tithes. They pay $45.38. So you mean to tell me you made $453.80 and you giving God to the penny? To the penny. What if he gave us to the penny? But it's people that do that. They're faithful tithe payers. So then I had to learn to cross over from paying tithes to giving an offering. Yeah, I'm just letting that marinate for a while because we have to learn, and it's a step-by-step. It's a process. It's the ability to trust God. It's the ability to lean on him. I dare you today to sow a seed, and I'm not going to tell you any amount. That's between you and God, but I dare you today to sow a seed for what you are believing God for. You don't have to sow it in the vision of hope, but just make sure you sow it in the good ground. Good ground. And what is good ground? Good ground is a preacher, a teacher, whoever the person is that's pouring into you, that it is good word, that it is the word of God. And boy, could I talk about that. I don't have time to talk about that, but it is the word of God. If you're sowing into good ground, you're sowing into somebody that's feeding you the word of God. I love the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is a separate entity. He's part of the trichotomy of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, all three in one. He is separate and apart. The Holy Spirit is the move of God. Jesus is the word of God. He is the mouthpiece of God. And boy, can I talk about this. You need the word of God, because when God tells you to move, if you've got the word of God in you, then the word of God will back up what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do. Sometimes we miss our blessings because the Holy Spirit is telling us, and we're confused, we're not sure, we don't know what to do. But if we have the word to back it up, ooh, Holy Ghost, I know I'm on fire tonight. Hallelujah. So I need you to have the word of God. Make sure you sow into good ground. Good ground when you sow. And see if God will not pour you out a blessing, as his word says. He'll cause men to give unto your bosom. You won't even know why, but he will cause men to give unto you. So as you learn how to give and how to give an offering, how to sow that seed. It was a time in my life where the Lord, I would be in church and something would be telling me to give a certain amount, and I would be hesitant. And then I would just think about how God had blessed me, and I just put the devil to rest just like that. When God would tell me to give and I was hesitant, I would just give it anyway. We're going to kill this right now. God said give $25, I'm giving $25. Give $50. Sometimes God would tell me how much to give before I went into the church. And I knew it was the Holy Spirit. So when those prayer lines start coming, we need the $100 prayer line, we need this. God had already told me what to give before I walked in the building. So I had no guilt. I had no form of being compelled to give. I wasn't being persuaded, because God had already spoken to me on what to give. But I need you to know this, and I know you've heard it before. You cannot be God-given. You just absolutely can't. You cannot be God-given. And I want you to just begin to stretch yourself when it comes to giving. And if you don't do anything else, I don't care if you give $5, $10, $25, $100. If it is not your tithe, identify the seed. We gave on Sunday. I gave $10. That was my offering, that was my seed, and that was my seed and what I was believing God for. My expectation from that $10 seed, which I declared right there on Sunday, was for God to fill the house within 2 years that we would be packed out. Hallelujah. That's what I sowed that seed for. So every time I sow a seed, unless something else comes to me, every time I sow a seed, I'm going to be like, Lord, pack the house. Lord, pack the house. In 2 years, we're going to have to move. We may not want to move, but we're going to have to move, because it's going to be so packed. Those are the seeds that I'm sowing, and I'm looking for the manifestation. I hope you've been blessed. I pray that God continues to bless you. I hope that this word will strengthen you. It will stretch you to give to his glory and to his honor. I thank God for Vision of Hope. We do have some givers in the house in Vision of Hope. So I thank God for each and every one of you. But I don't want you to just give because you want to bless Vision of Hope. And I'm grateful, because as the scripture says in Luke 38, he's going to bless you for that. But I want you to give with expectation, because some of you don't realize, if you read about Abraham, God wants to show you off. He wants to show you off. And the good thing about the Lord is when he shows you off, and this, I'm going to use a secular experience, it's sort of like Luther Vandross. And let me just stop right here. If anybody wants to have anything to say, if you just press 1, you can jump right in. And that'll let me know that you want to say something. But as I use this secular experience, God wants to show you off, because it's like Luther Vandross. They say he went to the Apollo and tried out 7 times. 7 times he went to the Apollo and tried out. And I bet somebody is saying, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that. No, you didn't know, because it doesn't matter. All of your failures, all of your mishaps, all of your trials, they don't matter. They don't matter. What matters is that you keep going. when God begins to show you off, there's going to be somebody pointing a finger saying, oh, I remember when. But it's okay. It's okay. Just go ahead on, sow that seed, give God the glory, and let him show you off. I hope you've been blessed by this word. I really, really do, because I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited about it. Like I said, I'm trying to burst it, and I'm going to be talking about giving all month long, all month long, some aspect of giving according to the word of God. And some people don't like to talk about giving, but it's in the Bible, according to the word of God. So keep Luke 6:38 with you. Keep Malachi 3:10. Grow from Malachi 3:10 into Luke 6:38. If you're not a tither, start there with Malachi 3:10 and then go into Luke 6:38. But I hope that you've been blessed. If anybody has anything that they want to say at this time, again, I can open up the lines or you can just press number one. Okay. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Hello?
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Hello?
Good evening. Yes, how you doing?
Okay. I am good. I'm good. I enjoyed the word about tithing and giving. And I was sitting here thinking to myself that, and I'm not going to say this, because I'm going to be real with you, be transparent. I haven't been tithing like I should. And God's working on me with that area. But when I used to tithe, I was, you know, like you, listen to God and ask him, okay, God, what do you want me to give? And sometimes he would tell me, you miss a certain amount, but double it. Like you, I'm like, okay, God, yeah, you sure about that? Because I ain't got to give that much money. But God would make a way out of nowhere. He is a sustaining God. And when you're talking about giving an offering on top of your tithes, you were talking to me, because I'm not really in a physical church right now, two tithes, but I have some choice churches I can give the money to, because they're not in my church and sit there actually across state lines. But it's just that when you were being blessed by the word of God, by either man or woman of God who is blessing you with the word, you can't help but to give. For instance, I love the ministry of Rudolph McKiss out of Jacksonville, Florida. God spared my heart this year to bless him. I'm a rare cross state line. He's in Florida. I'm in Arkansas. This is what I really want to do. And on top of that, give him something as a love offering, because he affects me so much, it's not even funny. So thank you for this word. I really do appreciate it. So it just opened my eyes up a little bit more to see where God can use my funds to help somebody else, be a blessing to me and to other people that he's reaching out.
Amen. Amen. And you just reminded me of that scripture where it says it's more blessed to give than to receive. And a lot of times we think of that in terms of, oh, we just got 90 seconds. A lot of times we think of that, but the thought that I want to get out is, if you're in a position to give, it's more blessed to be in a position to give than it is to be in a position to always receive. Amen. So
yes.
I'm just glad that you have been blessed by the word, and I thank you for listening, and everybody else that's on the line, God bless you, God love you, and we are on our way out. And listen in next week, we're still going to be talking about giving. All right, God bless you, and thank you for listening.